الرحيم continuing with the chapter on the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we do a long hadith. This hadith famously known as hadith of Jibreel, the hadith wherein Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came in a human form in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam certain questions. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the answers, then he made tasdeeq. He confirmed that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was saying the right thing. Now when Sahaba seen this whole scene, they were surprised that here is somebody that is coming and asking Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam a question. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is giving the answer, he's confirming what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying. They never seen this. This wasn't a sight that they would see, that somebody is coming to ask a question and then is confirming the answer also. So this was a scene that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it play out. There are many lessons that are taken from this particular hadith. In fact, to such an extent, like how Surah Fatiha is known as Ummul Quran, the mother of Quran, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi said this hadith is known as Ummul Sunnah, the mother of Sunnah. Why? There's so many different lessons that come out from this one hadith. So as we go through it, inshallah, we'll do some of the lessons that come out from this hadith. Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu narrates that one day, whilst we were sitting in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there appeared before us a man whose clothes were exceptionally white and whose hair was pitch black. So now Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is painting the scene. First lesson we learn is that Sahaba, they were sitting in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In other words, they were taking from the suhbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sitting in a company and benefiting has tremendous benefits. Sometimes the person thinks, I can just sit and listen online, I can listen to the talk on the receiver, I can go on the internet. That has some benefit, not to say no. But the true benefit is when you're sitting in the company of the person that is delivering the talk, delivering the speech, or teaching the lesson, then that has a different effect. So here we see that Sahaba was sitting in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A man whose clothes were exceptionally white, ulama explained, this is how a person's outward appearance should be, especially a student. A student of deen should ensure that his clothes are clean. His clothes are kept clean, exceptionally white, especially in those days when there used to be so much of dust, so much of dirt, difficulty traveling, the terrain was difficult, they would travel on animals, etc., hard-working people, but yet exceptionally white, showing that a person's appearance also should try and be good. Not that a person is negligent completely about how he looks and what he wears and the dirt that is on his clothes. Here the lesson that we learn is that the outward appearance also should be presentable. And whose hair was pitch black. One thing ulama explained from this is that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came here in the form of a student. So for a student, the ideal age is the age when his hair is still black, he's still young. This is the ideal age. It doesn't mean that the person who's old can't learn. A person who's old, he can also learn. Learning is from right up till, from the time a person is born, he's learning. Right till the day he passes away, he's still learning. So it doesn't mean a person can't learn, but the ideal age for a person or a child to learn is when he's still young. The effects of traveling were not visible on him, and none of us recognized him. But this person was a new person. So normally if a new person had to come in, because we didn't recognize him, so he's not a person from the area. He's not a person that was with us. So it means he was a person from outside town. That's what it would naturally mean. But there was no sign of travel also on him. So this was something very special about this person, that he was not from here also, and there was no sign that he had been traveling to come to us. So Umar radiallahu anhu is describing the way that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came. He came in the form of a human. So that's why they didn't recognize him also. He came and sat before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in such a way that his knees touched the knees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In other words, he sat in tashahud position. And he sat so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that his knees touched the knees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, showing us also that this is how a person should ideally sit when he's sitting in a majlis of a talk. Obviously, if a person has got knee problem, he sits on a chair, or he sits cross-legged, or he sits in any other way that he's comfortable, there's no problem there. But this is the ideal way, is how a person should be sitting. That's why ulama explained that the way that is closest or the highest in respect is tashahud position. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this tashahud position for us to sit in salat, because this is the position of most respect. In fact, even in a khutbah, a person is able to sit like this in tashahud position. This is the position that he should sit. The other thing, that his knees touch the knees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's teaching us that we don't sit far away against the wall in the back or something. We sit close to the person that is delivering the talk or delivering the speech or that is teaching us something. He then placed his palms on the thighs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me about Islam. Inshallah, we'll continue from here. This hadith got many lessons. If we rush it, we won't be able to go through all the lessons. Maybe tomorrow we can complete it with the different lessons. But one thing we learn from here also is that Sahaba were very, very observant in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were not constantly distracted, unfortunately. Unfortunately, in this time and age, because of the cell phone that every child has, every student has, sometimes a person is there, but his mind is not there. إِنَّ فِي هَذَا الَّذِكْرَى لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَى السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in one ayat of the Quran that this is actually a lesson. This Quran Sharif is a lesson for who? لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ. Firstly, for that person that has got a heart to listen. Otherwise, you can put pearls in front of a donkey, the donkey won't appreciate the value of those pearls. So therefore, it for the person that got the heart, he can appreciate. Abu Jahl, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to him personally and he gave him da'wah. Abu Lahab personally went to him and gave him da'wah. But they didn't accept the da'wah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So firstly, a person who's got a heart, لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَى السَّمْعَ. And he lends a good ear. When he's listening, he's lending a good ear. Not that he's interested in hearing what's happening on that side, the commentary, the score, everything else in the house he's listening to. When he's listening carefully to what he's hearing. And the third part of the ayat of the Quran mentions, وَهُوَ shaheed, whilst he is present. Whilst he is present means that his mind, his heart, his soul is in that lesson. He's taking the advices of Quran Sharif. If all three things are there, then a person will benefit truly from Quran Sharif. It's not that his ear and his mind is in the cell phone, his heart is in the cell phone. Therefore, you find that so many tutors are complaining that the level of the learners have dropped. My Ustad, as Mufti Sahib also mentioned, that close to 50 years now, that he is in the environment of the madrasa. Close to about 50 years in the environment of the madrasa. But he noticed that in the last few years, the level of the students have dropped. And when he tries and analyzes it, one of the things that he can put his mind to is this use of the cell phone. So dependent every student has become that his mind, between every lesson, every class, every time, is going in the cell phone. So there's a constant distraction from what a person is doing. So that now the level also of the person's mind, level of the education, whether it be in the schools, whether it be in the universities, whether it be in the madrasas, wherever it is, there's a constant distraction. So the level also of that education has dropped tremendously. So one thing we learn from here is how observant Sahaba were, that everything Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is describing, the color of his hair, the color of his clothes, how he sat, which position he sat, they were only able to do this because their mind and their heart, everything was focused on that occasion when the incident had occurred. May Allah Ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.